Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined live by Bloomberg editor Matt Townsend. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Just checking in on OpenAI and Walmart.
Yeah.
They have an interesting partnership going on.
I was a little surprised when I read the headline, but then there are several large companies that are teaming up with OpenAI. Tell us more about what Walmart expects to get out of this partnership with OpenAI.
Yeah, so, you know, ChatGPT, OpenAI's chatbot, which is one of several chatbots out there, but it's the most popular and the most heavily used. About 800 million people a month use it. They've partnered with Walmart to basically make shopping even easier. So we know that people are using ChatGPT to do all kinds of things, including shopping, but this would make it even easier, which they call a direct buy button. Or an instant checkout. So if you kind of think about how you shop on Amazon, sometimes how you can just do like a click one button and just automatically you buy the thing. That's the goal here. There's not a lot of details right now, but the basic premise would be, let's say you're shopping for a birthday gift for your daughter who's 10 years old. It would give you suggestions. And then ideally you see something you like, you just click a button. It would be connected to your Walmart account or your Etsy account, which also has a deal with OpenAI. Or your Shopify account, and it would just buy it and it'd be shipped and on the way and everything, just sort of reduce all the friction involved to making shopping even easier.
So just so I'm clear, are these users on OpenAI and then there's a Walmart tie-in, or is it the other way around? They're on Walmart's website with an OpenAI assistant.
Yeah, good question. The way they're explaining this is that you'd actually be on OpenAI's ChatGPT, whether it's on their website or in the app. That, you know, millions of people have downloaded. So it would be while you're doing your chat with the ChatGPT, let's say you're doing a chat about shopping or you're, you know, getting ready for the holidays and you're buying a bunch of food products.
Like, what should I buy for my aunt is the question.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
It says, well, Walmart has.
Yeah, like, you know, there's this kind of clothing and you could put a price range on it and it would say, here are some potential things you could buy. And you could just like click through to the link and it would take you to that website, but this would sort of reduce it one step where on the back end somehow it would connect your Walmart account and your OpenAI account, and so you could just click a button and buy it. And this is kind of the promise of chatbots that we've been sort of waiting to see, is a real thorough shopping experience that you would think would make a lot of other shopping experiences online pale in comparison. If you just think about how people are using chatbots now to do all kinds of things, search and all
yeah.
that stuff.
So what's the downside? It sounds like there might be a concern that ChatGPT, the chatbot, is not exactly biased if Walmart is paying for this service.
Yeah, that is the question. I mean, I'm sure they're saying that it would be products would be served up to the consumer based on reviews and all kinds of stuff like that. But yeah, that is one question. You know, if you don't have a a partnership with OpenAI, will your products still show up, or will they still be, you know, served as often? So that's definitely one question, or one potential hurdle. You know, another is just, you know, the role of the chatbot in general. It's like, you know, how do we know that it's really serving the customer to the best of its ability? I mean, you know, versus just someone going and doing their own sort of legwork, which is, I guess, a question in general just with these chatbots, right? And there's
right.
So these things called hallucinations that can sort of right. serve up bad information. So yeah, and it is a big question mark. But it seems like this is where a lot of use on the internet is going, and so it makes sense that e-commerce would go this way too. But I think your point about, yes, I would expect eventually that when you just go to Walmart.com or Amazon or any sort of big e-commerce website, it would have its own version of like a ChatGPT doing this for you as well. You know. So.
And when does this roll out?
They say in the fall. We don't have a lot of details. It's probably like a relatively small rollout at first. But there's a lot of potential here, and you know, OpenAI needs to generate a lot of money because they are, you know, making all these big promises about all this expansion they're going to do with buying data centers, increasing their ability to, you know, crunch all these numbers and use all this artificial intelligence in its products.
All right, Bloomberg editor Matt Townsend, thank you so much for the information about how Walmart is partnering with ChatGPT. You can hear our Tech and Business Report every weekday at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.